This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome to this week's episode of Charlottesville Insights. And on this program, we'd love to talk about real estate and the quality of life in Central Virginia. Make sure you check us out on the web, jeffgaffney.com, or visit our fan page on Facebook, Charlottesville Insights. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle, and I'm sending out tweets throughout the week about this fun real estate market that we're in. And today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. Make sure you check out their really cool website. It's movementmortgage.com. You can get yourself pre-approved, which is a big advantage in today's real estate market. Make sure you also check out Real Estate 3 TV, which airs every Sunday at 7 and 10 in the morning and also 11:30 at night. And that's with our good friends over at Newsplex on Fox, ABC, and CBS. And today's another huge day of real estate. It's kind of late spring, early summer real estate market. And to shop for your new home today, you can check out the Daily Progress, where Real Estate 3 has a full page ad with photos and directions to homes that are for sale and also our open houses. You can also check out realestate3.com anytime to find your dream home. Today on the show, we've got a good show for you today. We've got Tom Wolfolk in with us. Tom is a top producer with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. He works out of our Zion Crossroads office. We're going to check in with Tom on his view of the spring 2014 real estate market. We're going to have a particular focus on a little bit of the eastern edge of the market. We'll talk some about Fluvanna and Louisa County especially. Before we talk with Tom, I want to talk about this week's real estate headlines. There's three articles just going to touch on. First one comes from the Inman News. Home price gains slow in March. This is actually a pretty good article. It says home prices are actually up nationally 12.6% from a year ago, according to the Case-Shiller 20-city composite. Prices rose just under 1% from February to March, and that's the first home price gain in 5 months. From AOL Real Estate, open house tips. We've been talking about this a lot on the program. What to do with a pet if you're trying to sell your home. This article from AOL Real Estate. When it comes to putting your house on the market, pets should be undetectable. We're going to talk about some of those tips. I'll go into further detail on that, on open house tips and what to do with your pet. And lastly, on the KCM blog, they talk about moving up. If you're thinking about moving up, now is the time to do it. Prices are expected to rise in the next year and a half by about 6%, and rates are expected to go up as well. We're going to talk with Tom Wolfolk about all that, get his take on the real estate world. This is Charlottesville Insights. We'll be back in just a second.
Hi, my name's Donna Patton. I'm a managing broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. I've lived in Central Virginia all my life, been selling real estate for over 17 years. I know what it takes to get you the house you want. Visit me at DonnaSellsVirginia.com. Look for horse properties, residential, or land.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is Jay Callagher, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Stonehouse. I am absolutely absolutely thrilled to be leading the sales and marketing efforts in Belvedere, as well as other exceptional new construction neighborhoods around town. For assistance with any residential and commercial needs in these or other great locations around town, please call me at 434-962-4613 or visit the Stonehouse website at stonehouse.net.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. With us today on the program, we have Tom Wolfuck. Tom is a top producer with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 out of our Zion Crossroad office. And today on the show, we're going to talk particularly about the eastern portion of Central Virginia. We're going to talk about Fluvanna, Louisa County, what's going on out there. Before we do, Tom, thanks for being on the show.
Jeff, thanks for having me. Really appreciate this.
Hey, for our listeners, so they get to know you a little bit, tell us about Tom Wolfuck, how long you've been in real estate, because you've really done well in a short amount of time, kind of life before real estate. Can you give us a little snapshot of that?
Absolutely, Jeff. I've only been in real estate for 5 years. Prior to that, I had 17 years with Sperry Marine as an electrical engineer, and then increasingly higher responsibility positions, management of different sorts, projects and programs, that sort of thing. Everything related to marine navigation and guidance. So I'll give you a little interesting story here. I got really excited the other day watching the movie Captain Phillips and looking at the equipment on the bridge and realizing that was some of the stuff that I had a hand in building.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right here in
Virginia. Right here in Charlottesville,
wow.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. So what made you take the plunge into real estate? Did you just decide, hey, it's time to change your life a little bit?
Pretty much. I was done with the corporate environment. I had also worked in a family business, healthcare, ran a bunch of offices there, and was looking for something different, something that would challenge me but also be interesting, be enjoyable, and something that I could grow with. And I had a good friend who also helped me sell a house back when it was difficult to sell a house, was very successful with that, and she was sort of an example for me. She was also a Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 agent.
Awesome.
Yeah, retired in 2011. But before she left, she encouraged me over time, and I looked at it and said, you know, this is something that I'd like to do, and I haven't looked back.
You do a great job, and I'm so thankful that you're with the team. And for any of our listeners that are thinking about a career in real estate, Real Estate 3 is adding members to our sales team. We'll do all the training for you and get you set up in your career. And now I actually think, Tom, I'd be interested in your opinion. As the market is now recovering, you've kind of been through some years that were a bit of a challenge. You know, the last 5 years when you got in, some hard years in real estate. Now the market is starting to swing upward a little bit. There's a whole lot more confidence. I bet you can see that. A whole lot more confidence in the market today than 5 years ago when you first started.
Oh, absolutely, Jeff. I mean, 5 years ago, 2009, it was just, I don't know, I liken it to the Great Depression of 1929 when the stock market crashed then. This, you know, it's taken us a long time to come out of this, and it was a struggle. It's a growth period, but there is a lot more confidence in the market now, and I think a lot of that is people having confidence in the economy. They're willing to, you know, spend some money to improve their lives in terms of where they live, moving up. First-time home buyers, people who have never had a house before, they're looking at it and saying, hey, maybe now's the time to do this.
I think there's also pent-up demand. I think that there's a lot of folks that in the last 5 years, they said, hey, let's just hold on. Let's just hold where we are.
Right.
And as the market improved, maybe their needs changed a little bit. And now that they can see that some properties are starting to sell, that move-up market is coming back, and I think for 2 points on the move-up market, and then we're going to get into Fluvanna and Louisa, is that if you're selling a mid-priced home, there's some pretty good demand there to sell a mid-priced home. And then if you're going to move up, and if you're moving up in that $500,000 to $800,000 range, there's pretty good financing available that 5 years ago, of course, there was no jumbo financing available.
Right.
Now all that's kind of come racing back. And so you have some good opportunities out there. There's good financing available. And people in general, I think, feel better about the economy, which makes it a time to consider at least.
Well, absolutely. And one thing, you know, people have to keep in mind is that there are a lot of people that were underwater. That doesn't mean that they were sliding into foreclosure or having to sell short.
Right.
But they weren't able to sell their house because they couldn't get for it what they had paid.
Right.
Fewer and fewer of these people are underwater now because as home prices rise and equity levels come up so that you've paid down that note sum, now more and more people are in a position. Obviously, to be a move-up buyer, they have to be a seller first.
Right. This is Charlottesville Insights. We're talking with Tom Wolfuck of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 out of the Zion Crossroad office. Tom, I want to hit on the good news, what I see from the eastern part of our area. Let's talk about Fluvanna first. The numbers that I'm staring at show that so far this year, the Fluvanna sales are up about 8% over last year. That's good news. And then as I kind of scrub these numbers a little bit, where I saw was kind of the fantastic news was in the Fluvanna County market, sales in that $300,000 to $400,000 market
right.
Is off the charts.
Yes.
That's where it seems to be the sweet spot. Are you seeing the same thing in the as you study the market?
It's interesting, Jeff. In Fluvanna, the gorilla in the room is Lake Monticello.
Mm-hmm.
That's 40% of the population of the county.
Mm-hmm.
There's about 4,000 rooftops there. And as Fluvanna County goes, that's what's determining the market. So in that price range, what we're seeing is people looking at and buying waterfront homes.
Right.
Yes.
And there's a good value at that. Some of those homes, I bet if we were to really kind of peel it back a little bit, some of those homes at one time were probably worth $500,000 and $600,000, and you're probably getting a pretty good value. That's just my hunch.
Well, like anything else, that segment of the market has adjusted like everyone else,
mm-hmm.
and that was painful at that point in time, but things are stabilizing now and they're coming back, and I think we're getting more toward more realistic market pricing, and there are deals out there. I mean, there are people who, you know, wish to sell. So the opportunities are there. And like you mentioned earlier, there are good loan programs now for homes at this level, the jumbo loans and that sort of thing. So the agents who work that area, concentrated Lake Monticello, are seeing a lot more activity.
So for the month, so that was year to date. Year to date, Fluvanna up 8%. That move-up mm-hmm. market of 300, 400,000 up 300%.
Mm-hmm.
16 sales. Just for the month of April, more good news. In April, sales were up 18%. And then as you kind of scrub those numbers, we saw that $200,000 to $400,000 price range up over 150%. So the month of April was very good to Fluvanna County.
It is. It is.
Good market.
Yep.
Let's swing to, before we take a break, let's swing to Louisa. Louisa County, you have to kind of scrub these numbers to figure out what's going on in Louisa. And since you're more of a Louisa expert, I'll let you take a swing at this. But the first numbers that I saw, sales are down for Louisa County, down 26% through April. But as you scrub those numbers,
right,
most of that is the under $150,000 sales, which to me, you're in that market every day, to me, is probably a function of the inventory. There's probably not much that you can get under 150. Last year, you probably would be able to buy a whole lot more than this year.
Oh, absolutely. I think Louisa had more of the foreclosure inventory,
right.
You know, back then. And They were 150 and under. There were gracious plenty of them. There was a lot of activity at that price range. And as those move downstream, there's fewer and fewer opportunities
right.
there.
So there was some really good, I bet, investor opportunities. I bet you had a lot of cash deals. That's
yes.
what we're seeing with a lot mm-hmm. of these investors today. They're coming in and buying with cash.
Right.
And when they do that, they're able to get usually even a little better price when they're coming in without any financing.
Right. Well, the other thing, too, is in that market, it's a lot of times it's hard to qualify for certain loan programs. So the
right.
ones that cater to the buyers in that price range, the properties are not meeting the qualifications in terms of condition.
So Louisa County, off to a little bit of a slow start, but it is explainable when we talk about most of that is due to the under $150,000 price range. When you look at just the month of April compared to last year, month of April, almost identical sales numbers. So I think Louisa is going to have a good summer. There's certainly lots of new construction going on
right.
In the area.
Right.
And
the big thing we're seeing, Jeff, in Louisa is the median price has moved up.
Yes.
Year over year in the month of April and also year over year with the first quarter.
This is Charlottesville Insights. We're talking with Tom Wolfuck at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. We're going to take a break, come right back, answer a lot of questions that came in this week. Please don't go away.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 329 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432-414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is the best real estate market that we've seen in Central Virginia for 5 years.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
This is really the first time that I can say in a long time that it's really a great time for sellers, but it's also a great time for buyers. We're starting to see a lot more new construction sales in the market today, and we're expecting that to continue, and we're starting to see an increase in demand for that new inventory.
Visit realestate3.com.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Hey, welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. Jeff Gaffney, your host. With us on the program today, we have Tom Wolfuck. Tom is a top producer at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 out at the Zion Crossroad office. We're talking about the eastern real estate of Central Virginia. Tom, before we hit some of these questions, and thank you for your insight on the market, for you, living out in that area, do you have kind of a hidden gem of either Louisa or Fluvanna County that you like to, that you think is just something that's really outstanding, maybe not everybody knows about?
I do, Jeff. I do. The big ones that people know about in Louisa County, if you're talking Louisa County, it's going to be Spring Creek.
Right.
And obviously, if you're talking Fluvanna County, it's going to be Lake Monticello. But let's take them up. In Fluvanna, you've got a lot of smaller communities that are very nice. There's Boxwood Estates. There's Cunningham Meadows. There's Fox Hollow. Those are all close by Lake Monticello. And people don't necessarily know about them. If you're in Louisa County, there's Reedy Creek, which was started in the 2005-2006 time frame. Some great homes out there, nice properties, good-sized lots. but not as well known as Spring Creek. And then if you really want to get into the high-end part of the market, but this is the eastern part of Louisa County, we can talk about Lake Anna. But that's probably a subject for another time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tom, thanks for your insight. We're going to hit some of the questions that came in this week. We have quite a bit, and I want your help in answering some of these questions. The first one that came in, Pat in Charlottesville wrote in, what are the most useful websites for real estate? Tom Wolfuck.
I like to direct my people to mycar.com, and I'll tell you why. It pulls from the MLS. It's the public side of the MLS, and therefore it's going to be the most accurate and the most up-to-date. What a lot of people don't realize when they look at some of the big three, and we know who they are, is the information on them isn't always timely. So I'll get questions about, oh, I'd like to go look at such and such a house, and I have to tell them, well, that's been under contract for a month. So you run into these things. So that's why I represent. That's why I recommend
really good point. The accuracy of the information on, and we'll go ahead and say it on Zillow and Realtor.com, Trulia.
You got it. Yeah.
Sometimes the accuracy. I mean, you'll ask about if any of our clients are out looking at real estate, and they'll ask about a property, and oftentimes it's been sold for 6 months.
Correct. And I like the fact that those websites are there because the consumer has access to so much information, and it saves me as an agent a lot of time in terms of having to provide that information. But in terms of the accuracy of it, that has to get checked into.
And the other thing that doesn't really work in our population size on Zillow, there's something called a Zestimate, where you can get Zillow's estimate for what they think your house is worth. And because of the population size where we are, it might work in Chicago. It doesn't work
good. Maybe. Right.
Doesn't work really well, certainly in Central Virginia or out in Louisa where you are.
Correct.
Things are, it's almost worthless. I like their idea of it.
Yeah.
One other website, make sure you check out realestate3.com. We have an all new search functionality that has just relaunched, a really cool way to search for real estate. Another question that came in this week, Art in Earliesville, how important are videos if you're trying to sell your home today? Tom Wolfuck, what do you think? Videos.
Oh, absolutely. Videos take extra work, but they're worth it because you want to present as true a picture. And that old saying, a picture is worth a thousand words. Who knows how much a video is worth, but you can see very quickly and get a good idea of what that house looks like inside and out. The thing about it is so few agents are using video these days, right. And I think that that would be a differentiator for a top producer against the rest of the field is to have good video, well narrated, so that when the person looks at it, not only do they get a good picture of the home that's being offered for sale, but it inspires them to want to go see it.
Well, also that, and just as a search engine, YouTube. Now, I know there's other video sites,
right.
But YouTube, just as a search engine, you find that they're like number two or number three in terms of people doing searches. So you could search Central Virginia real estate on YouTube and pop up.
Absolutely.
And it gives you a whole nother way to get your property exposed.
Yes. Then the more outlets you have, in other words, this whole thing is all about how do you communicate the message of this particular listing or this neighborhood or whatever it is you as an agent are trying to put out there. And having YouTube to put a video on is just another one and a huge one.
Tim in Madison writes into us on our Facebook site, do you still recommend having a home inspection before you put your home on the market? Tom Wolfuck.
Jeff, I'll tell you, share a little story with you about that. I had a listing. It was a couple that I have been good friends with for years. They had a very well-kept house, showed well. When it came time, once it was under contract and the buyers did their home inspection on it, we discovered something that was not immediately visible. And make a long story short, it ended up costing my clients $3,500 to get the problem fixed. So fast forward a year when the son and daughter-in-law come to me and say they want me to help them sell their house. I said, let me tell you what happened with mom and dad. So we did a home inspection on their house, a pre-inspection, before we listed it. Didn't find anything, but it gave them peace of mind. We got those few things fixed so that when the buyer did the home inspection on their house, it flew through with flying colors. And I very definitely recommend that for the small cost involved. It can save you a lot of money in the long run.
We've been preaching that on this show for quite some time. Get a home inspection done before you put your house on the market. It also gives you a feeling of confidence if you're the seller. If you've had your home inspection, you have a few things that need to be fixed, you fix it, and you feel like you have fairly well a clean bill of health, it lets you sleep a little more soundly, as opposed to you get the contract on your home, and then comes the home inspection.
Right.
And you have no idea what's going to come in.
Right. There's I don't know a home inspector that isn't going to find something. And sometimes you'd be surprised. You may think your home has absolutely nothing wrong with it or nothing big. That home inspector is going to find it if it's there. So I very much recommend that.
Tom in Keswick writes in this week, first-time homebuyer advice. Should I buy a condo or a townhome? Tom Wolfuck, what do you say?
I say it depends on your circumstances. They're a little bit different. You can also throw co-ops in there, although I don't think we have any around here. But I did help a person buy one up in the D.C. area. So, again, it depends on what your circumstances are. The big thing about condos, the condo associations, more and more of them are ending up on the FHA qualified list. So that's a problem that bedeviled us maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago. That's not as big as it used to be.
And as you were mentioning, some condos are hard to get financing for. And so if it's hard to get financing for, it's going to be hard to sell it.
That is correct.
And that affects,
yes,
that affects the value. As Tom Wolfuck was saying, personally, it depends. If you are in a really nice kind of urban setting, the condo makes sense. If you get further out from the urban ring, I would lean towards the townhome because it really most times takes away the financing objection.
Exactly.
Another question. Donna in Fluvanna writes in, best social media for selling real estate. You have an opinion on that, Tom Wolfuck?
That's a good one, Jeff. I'm not really sure about that. There's a lot of things available on Facebook, of course. Twitter is a big one, but I don't see it as effective as Facebook. That's just my own opinion, unless you've got some links to different things built into your tweet. Beyond that, there are others. Pinterest is one that draws a lot of interest because it's a picture pinning site. There are agents that are being very effective with that, putting pictures of their listings or of neighborhoods.
Can I tell you mine? My
Absolutely.
Favorite? All right. So yes, I agree with, you know, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, I guess can be considered social media as well. My favorite, my kids got me into it, Instagram. Instagram is social media with all photos, and you don't have to friend request somebody. You just follow them like Twitter. And I think people that are on Instagram, they're used to looking at photos, and they, in general, I think they like to look at nice real estate. And so if you pop a photo on there, I think you could get a few looks and maybe.
I think it's a good point you make, Jeff. I mean, one of my favorites is getting design ideas for, say, kitchens or bathrooms or landscaping the yard. I'm not so much on Instagram, but any of those picture sites that will work for that. And I think that's a good takeaway for me.
We are almost out of time, but I want to slip this last question. Joe in Charlottesville asks, and this is important, I have not sold my house in the city. I'm assuming the city of Charlottesville. Should I consider renting it? Tom Wolfuck, what's your advice there?
Again, it depends on your circumstances. If you want to be an investor, quote unquote, or a landlord, there are companies that can handle the management of it for you, but it depends on what your goals are.
And I would say, remember that this question came from Joe in Charlottesville. Remember the three best words in rental are June, July, and August. So if you are going to rent it, now's the time to do that. Tom Wolfick, thanks for sitting in on the show. We're going to get you back again to talk about the eastern part of the market. This is Charlottesville Insights. Have a fantastic Sunday. Check out realestate3.com.